soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. How are you today? Yeah, today is Monday, and we celebrated July 4th this weekend. I hope you love America, greatest country in all the world. And I know you do. Thank God for this great land. I want you to pray that our churches would come back to God as we begin our 251st year, that this would be the year that we get right back to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, old-time religion. How about let's bring the church choir in and sing There's Power in the Blood. There's a good song. Thank you for listening today.
Free.
Genesis 21 today. If you get your Bibles ready, we're going to look at the first eight verses, Genesis 21. You know, Genesis 20, well, we'll talk about it in a moment. I'm so glad you're listening today. Here's the song from the North Valley Baptist Teen Choir, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." That's a high school senior girl playing the piano as well. Working God. That's what we're talking about today. God, you know, God can do anything. My wife and I, we take a ride almost every night, and we listen to our radio station here, and they play Unshackled about 7 o'clock at night from Pacific Garden Rescue Mission. And last night's story was a man and his dad, when he was 8 or 12, committed suicide. Well, you see, well, how can that be a miracle? Yeah, God can't change that. Oh, yes, but God used that in the life of this boy, and who was a heavy, heavy drug addict and prisons and all that, and he got saved, and his life been changed. That was about 30 years ago now, and he lived for God. Hey, I want you to know that God can do anything. Don't limit God. And the Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. God says, I know you're past the age of bearing children. You're 90 years of age, but I'm going to give you a baby. She laughed. And then she said, oh, I didn't laugh, but she did laugh. It's not possible. There's no problem. She laughed because that's not possible. God cannot do that. But God did. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. The set time which God had spoken. At the set time. God has a time for everything. I was visiting with family member this past week where, you know, they just need the touch of God. And yet the wheels of God's judgment run very slow. He promised Nineveh to be destroyed in Jonah, but it took him 150 years before he destroyed it. I don't know how God's working in your life, but God always is at work. And here in their old age, they conceived and bare a son. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, and Sarah, that she bore unto him, Isaac. The Jewish race is now going to start. He already started the Arab race through Hagar, and now he's got the Jewish race. And these two boys are going to fight and argue all through this lifetime. For thousands of years, they've been at odds with one another, bombing one another, killing one another, hating one another. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Here he is obeying God, whatever God says. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear with me will laugh with me. You know, she was 90, he was 100. And here is this old couple having a baby. Can't happen. Just can't happen. But God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can use you, preacher. Oh, I know you've been 7 years there and nothing's been happening at the church, but God can use you. I've got so many stories, these missionaries that went to the field, Judson and Carey, they went 7 years, I think both of them, without one convert. But look what God did through their life. God can do anything. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day, and Isaac was weaned. Pardon me. Here's a child that grew, and he's going to be part of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, great men of God. But God did it. What do you have in your life that's going to take a miracle? Only God can. There's a miracle in the making. Well, we haven't sung that in a long time around here. I'm going to write that down. There's a miracle. Hang on. There's a miracle. We're going to sing that Wednesday night, I think. That's a great song. God can always perform a miracle. God can do anything. God can do anything, but he cannot fail, for he is God. I want you to learn from the life of Isaac and Abraham and Sarah that God raised up a great man of God. And God did it. He did it because he loved the children of Israel, and he still loves them today. And Israelites, all you Jews, you have to turn back to God. Don't look for a Messiah. He's already come, and he's already died, and he's already resurrected from the dead, and he ever lives to make intercession. I'm so thankful for all of you today. I appreciate you so much. Whatever miracle you have, go to God in prayer today. Ask him for it. Father, thank you for the miracle of grace. Thank you for the miracle of our salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Bless our dear listeners today. Give each one throughout the nation and around the globe today a wonderful day as we seek to serve thee. May we be true to your holy name and lift the name of Jesus is my prayer. For I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.